radio show about all things health and wellness. We'll introduce you to some of the people who help make HMC such a vibrant force in our community. Listen in. We guarantee you'll learn at least one new thing you didn't know before. Now, who can resist that? It could make your life better. It might even save a life someday. So please join us for Healthier Living, a look inside Hackettstown Medical Center.
Brought to you by the Stuber Insurance Agency in Hackettstown, your local trusted choice agent.
Sunshine will mix with a few afternoon clouds. We'll warm up to 60 to 65 today, then clearing up and cooling down to 40 tonight. A sunny day Friday up to 65. The weekend could bring us a scattered shower or two, otherwise partly sunny. And in the 60s Saturday, in the mid-70s on Easter Sunday. I'm meteorologist Frank Lombardo on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ.
Coming up on 9:32, 28 in front of 10. And our skies, we'll call it partly cloudy, partly sunny. Glass half empty, half full kind of thing. We'll take it. And we've got 50 degrees on this very pleasant Thursday morning. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the guest microphone this morning, Jeff and Susan Wallace. Jeff and Susan are the movers and shakers behind growingdirt.com. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being there. We appreciate coming in. Now, you guys, I mean, let's just start with... start at the beginning. A very good place to start, right? How did you guys get involved in this?
Go ahead.
We met in Virginia about 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago. And skip forward, we're living in Bergen County, New Jersey one night, and we're talking about Susan's background in her grandma's backyard. And where was it? Frog Bottom?
Well, the area was called Frog Bottom in Pamplin, Virginia.
Is that a great name?
Oh, that's fabulous. I love it. Frog Bottom.
And everyone was a bit of a backyard farmer down there. It's very rural.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started talking about having a backyard garden. And then a few weeks later, she bought me a book by Joel Salatin, who's a farmer in Virginia, pasture-based farmer, everything's natural.
Mm-hmm.
And the book was called You Can Farm. And I read the book in 2 days, and I looked at her over dinner, and I said, yes, we can farm. We're going to do this.
Cool.
So we just literally decided to start farming. It's very difficult to find farmland in New Jersey. It's expensive.
Yes.
It just wasn't available. And we came across a caretaker-needed position in Long Valley. A very, very enthusiastic email to the owner. And he invited us out, and we just started showing up doing chores. And he says, you can be my caretaker. And that's how it started. So that was about 3 years ago. And we spent a year and a half or 2 years there learning, you know, making mistakes, having successes. Sometimes you learn more from the mistakes.
True.
And don't do that again. You know, Then this property came up in Great Meadows, and we took a ride. It's just off of Shades of Death Road, which we loved. A lot of folklore around that, and it was perfect. It's a little 12-acre farm, just enough pasture. The house was there. There was living quarters, barn, everything. So we moved in there September of 2015, right?
Yes.
And we started breaking ground and raising animals.
Yeah. So now, I mean, when you guys, there's a lot of times when people think of the community supported agriculture, it's all vegetables, fruits and vegetables. But you guys do everything.
Right. We came up with this concept, and I think it's really great for the consumer, and it's also helpful to us. We are doing a bit of everything. Beef, pork, chicken, eggs, honey, lamb, vegetables. We always have something. At any time in the year, we're going to have something. So I said, let's just make it a declining debit card concept and let the members shop for whatever they like, whenever they like.
Right.
If they go on vacation, they don't miss out on their vegetable box. If they use all their dollars, they can re-up it.
Yeah.
So we put all the power into the consumer's hands. And it takes pressure off of us because we have friends that run large vegetable CSAs, and it's a tough job. I couldn't imagine running a vegetable CSA and doing the beef, the pork, and all that. So,
right.
Especially just the two of us.
Yeah, just the two of us. It makes it more manageable. And, You know, that's the other thing I'd like everyone to know is if you come to our farm, you're going to meet the farmer because it's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing everything. Sometimes we fall behind. It happens.
Hey, yeah, life is like that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When people ask me, what's it like to be a farmer? I said, you start your day with your to-do list, and then the first thing you do is you turn it upside down and rearrange it.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. stuff happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you really have to adapt on the fly. And mm-hmm. we enjoy that. The commute is great.
Mm-hmm.
You step out your front door and you're at work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very good. So basically, you guys set this up. From the get-go there. I mean, this is that you farm, but basically then everything goes into the community-supported agriculture that's available then for the people who participate with you, correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, on our full share,
mm-hmm.
which is $799,
mm-hmm.
and then we give you, I think it's $870 to spend. So we give you more dollars to spend than you give us. That's mm-hmm. how your discount is built in.
Right.
And then you just shop. And we allow you to shop at the farmers markets we attend, as well as the on-farm store.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not have to be a member, though, to come and shop with us.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can come by.
Anyone can come by. But obviously, if you're not a member, you're expected to get, you hopefully get some money in exchange for this. And then,
yes.
as opposed to the people who are members and then who have the CSA. Now, yep. you mentioned something, Jeff, about the fact that most of what you have done so far has been into farmers markets in the east, toward east of this area.
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of, in other words, you're kind of trying to break ground here with your neighbors.
Using we are.
The farming metaphor here.
We are. I had a couple friends that also work with the radio station,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they suggested that we reach out to Norman, and mm-hmm. you guys put together a wonderful radio commercial for us,
mm-hmm.
and that's the goal. We're trying to meet our neighbors and let them know that we're here.
All right, very good. And it is, by the way, Growing Dirt. Now, okay, I'm going to ask, growingdirt.com, you guys want to tell me about the name or no?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, it's going to make us sound very smart. We were just sort of spitballing one night
mm-hmm.
after I read the book, and I said, yeah, we can form, we can do this. And we're like, what are we going to call it? What will the website name be?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Susan that came up with it.
Yeah, because you have to take care of the dirt.
Yeah,
if you're trying
absolutely.
To grow vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And to take care of the dirt, you actually are, I mean, you're growing the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we chose the name Growing Dirt.
Okay. Right, the whole concept of using the animals in the pasture together
mm-hmm.
to improve the conditions over time. And so then I did a quick search, and I said, it's available. And I went on GoDaddy, and I bought it.
There you go. GrowingDirt.com, by the way, is what we're talking about, the website for GrowingDirt.com, Lenape Lane in Great Meadows. And they're on Facebook, too, at Growing Dirt as well. And it is a 12-acre farm. It's not a big farm, is it?
No.
So you guys pretty much use every square inch of everything, right?
We do.
Okay.
Definitely.
Anything on the roof yet?
We're not there yet, but give me some time.
I figured I'd ask just in case. All right. Very good. Excellent. Jeff and Susan, did we cover it all this morning?
I think we did.
I appreciate you guys coming in and sharing this. You know, it's just a fascinating ride that you guys are taking, and it sounds like fun. Are you having fun?
We are.
Most definitely.
That's good.
My mom says she's never seen me smile so much.
No. Oh, well, there you go. Point. Mm-hmm. Pack it in. You've reached it right there. Jeff and Susan Wallace, the owners, the farmers behind GrowingDirt.com. Visit them online at GrowingDirt.com. Visit them on Facebook, GrowingDirt.com. And visit them at 51 Lenape Lane, Great Meadows. It's right off of Shades of Death Road, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Stop in and see them and find out what it's all about. It is a community-supported agriculture, but in a big way from a small farm, right?
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
Well, thank you for coming in. Have yourself a great weekend. You can enjoy the nice weather, right?
Yes, do the same. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Again, a nice conversation this morning with Jeff and Susan Wallace. You've been hearing about it here on RNJ. Check it out at growingdirt.com. We find ourselves at about 19 minutes now in front of 10 on this Thursday morning.
Are you driving a car?